It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. Elliot will be with us at 11 o'clock on a big day to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason Avant for a full hour. Wide Out Wednesday. And oh boy, do we have news to react to, and do we have to talk about what is next at offensive coordinator for the Eagles. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, you can't be afraid of change, man. Can't be afraid.
I like that.
It's inevitable.
Well, it is inevitable. It was yesterday for the Eagles. All right, so we get off the air, and the afternoon show is
all hell done broke loose.
Yeah, it did. The sacrificial lamb has been brought
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
And everyone, you got what you wanted, and Petullo's out. And look, as much as I didn't think it was all his fault, obviously the Eagles can upgrade at offensive coordinator, and they're going to try to do that now. So, Hugh, let's start quickly with your reaction to what happened yesterday. Eagles move fast, right? They didn't linger. Like last time, you know, after the 2023 season, it was like 9 days before they told us anything about changes. This one was pretty quick. Petullo out, and now the new search begins for the Eagles' next offensive coordinator. Hugh, your reaction when you saw the news yesterday?
I was like, damn. I had a lot of reactions, and most of the ones were from a petty perspective.
Always.
You know, because I thought my first thought, okay, now I'm going to have to long talk a little bit because this was my first thought.
Okay.
Because I'm sitting there, me and my man Freddie, we was chopping it up, and I'm watching the video. I was about to say the movie, but the video. So my first thought was like, damn, they made him fire his boy. And then then my mind got to thinking, they made him, like, you hired him, you fired him. Like, that's my first thought when I saw the letter and
the statement
fact that,
by Sirianni.
Yeah, all of that. And I was like, wow. And I was like, that's only the first shoe to drop because now Nick's still in the building. That's his boy. They've been together. They ride or die. They've been together for a while. So now it's on Jalen. That's my second thought. Because I feel like whomever they get in here, Joe, his offense is going to be separate from whatever else Nick is doing. And we're going to find out who Jalen is next year. I feel like this is a come to Jesus moment. Be careful what you wish for. You know, because sometimes you get it. And now, you know, there's been rumblings that Jalen wasn't a fan of the offense. And, you know, the non-committal thing that he did when they asked him, did he want Petullo back? And he was like, hey, that's on them. Now it's on you because you're the common denominator. You're the sole survivor in all of this. You got what you wanted. I feel like they're going to bring somebody in here that's going to be a separate entity because – and this is me recklessly speculating because – listening to what's been said and how players have been griping, one of the biggest gripes is this offense hasn't changed.
Well, I mean,
years.
Yeah, Devontae Smith said a couple days ago it's the same scheme it's been the entire time.
Okay,
he's been
so
here.
Now yeah. With that to me that resonates because you're talking about the same scheme that took you to two Super Bowls, right? And this year, for whatever reason, it fell apart. The quarterback didn't like it. Recklessly speculate. So now it's on you. And whoever comes in here, they're going to run their own offense.
Well, it's interesting you said that because now we look forward to who they're going to hire, right? And there's a lot of names out there. We're going to unpack, and I've got my list, and we'll get to that coming up in a little bit here. But there's a lot. I mean, I just was kind of perusing some potential names out there, and there's a lot of names. I mean, this isn't a scenario where there's five. There's you probably read or see or hear upwards of 20 names over the next 2 weeks. And some of those guys might end up being head coaches, so they might be off the board. They might follow people at other jobs and be off the board. But we'll see where this all plays out. But, Hugh, as we go into this, I have one request for the Philadelphia Eagles. As they go in and they try to find their next offensive coordinator, find the best offensive mind. All I want is them to find the best offensive mind. I don't want this to be about rehabilitating Jalen Hurts or finding the coordinator that meshes the best with Jalen Hurts. If those two things work out to be one and the same, that's perfect. I mean, that would be wonderful if we find the best offensive mind that also can help resurrect Jalen to play the best he's played in years. That would be the best case scenario. But as I go into this, I just want the best offensive mind. And we know there's certain elements of Jalen's game that maybe work better with certain systems than others, right? Like
yeah.
Jalen Hurts, he's got second reaction ability, right? He makes plays off of script.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't always just drop back and throw, right? He moves. Now, there are some schemes, let's take the Shanahan-McVay scheme, that that's not kind of the way they want their quarterbacks to play, right? Mm-hmm. They want it to be on time. But if the Eagles interview someone over the next week or so, and it's from that tree, and they think that guy's the best coordinator, that guy's the best offensive mind, well then, Hugh, I think it is time to evolve. I think it's time to change. I would ask Jalen to get on board with that and to hope he improves to the point where he can run that offense great and the two of them mesh together. But like sometimes when teams go into this, they say, we got to make our quarterback better. And they look for the right fit to make their quarterback better. Sometimes teams say, we're just looking for the best offensive mind. And Hugh, that's where I'm at. I just want the Eagles to hire the best offensive mind. This has to be about the Philadelphia Eagles, the future of the Eagles offense, mm-hmm. more than for me it would be about Jalen Hurts. Hugh, as you go into this, if you're Howie, if you're Jeff, and you're sitting down for these interviews, is this about Jalen or is it about the offense?
It's about the offense. To me, it's about the offense because I look at it like this. When you look at the funds that have been allocated, I'm going to talk in a way that I'm going to need y'all to listen and understand what I'm trying to say, is because we are in a situation where we've allocated a lot of funds to one side of the football.
Yeah, oh yeah.
When you look at this football team, I think it's safe to say that when you talk about Hall of Fame caliber players, most of them are on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and even if we thought there was some on defense, they're so young.
They're young, and they have a lot of – like, when I look at this defense, I look at young upside.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean.
Carter. Yeah, sure.
All of those guys. That's young upside.
But the offensive guys have done more, right?
Yeah, but when you talk about bona fide, you know, a couple more seasons doing this, they're probably going to go to the Hall. Most of those guys are on the offensive side of the ball. And when I look at it, I'm going to try to equate it in a way that people understand. It's almost like you go out and you buy a Lamborghini, you buy a sports car, right? But you're still getting beat by 5.0 Mustangs. And that's what that San Francisco 49er team was the other day. That's a Mustang. That's a Mustang that came to town and boat raced. They gapped your Lamborghini. That's unacceptable. And then on top of that, Joe, you have a lot of players that aren't complaining, but they're talking about how this offense has been stagnant. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, you know, and Saquon, you know, to a certain extent, talking about how is no joy on this squad.
Yep.
This offense has to evolve because for the simple fact that they make too much money to be sitting around 15th or 16th best offense in the NFL. When you talk about the quarterback, you talk about the receivers, and you talk about the running back, the standard has been set from a year ago. So that's why I think that it's more about the offense than the quarterback, because there's been a lot of speculation about him as well, whether it was the offensive coordinator or was it the quarterback. So I think the next guy that comes in here has to be independent of what everybody – he needs to be like Vic Fangio. Whomever you feel is skews more like Vic Fangio, to me, needs to be the offensive coordinator. He needs to have his ability to run his offense and implement things the way that he wants to implement it. Because we've heard for the last couple of years, this has been Nick Sirianni's offense.
Yep.
And there's been some variation of Nick Sirianni's offense. I think that whoever comes in here has to have the ability to do whatever he feels is best for this offense to be as successful as it needs to be.
Yeah, and I think it needs to be about the Eagles' offense. They need to worry about getting the best offensive mind. That's it, bottom line. I don't care if that guy comes in and says we're running a drop-back passing game or we're running a spread offense or we're running a McVay offense or, I mean, whatever it is. If they think this has the best chance for sustain, because that's the problem with the offense. There's no sustainability to this thing. It goes up, it goes down. It's a roller coaster. There's been some years it's been excellent. And maybe it's been the run game in 24. It's been Jalen in 22. You know, we've seen some greatness. They've made the two Super Bowls. But it's been too up and down. It's just been too up and down. They need something that they can hang their hat on an offense. And that's the next offensive mind here. And I don't care what his scheme is, if he's the best. And if that fits perfectly like a glove with what Jalen is at this stage of his career, wonderful. If it doesn't, we'll figure that out later. I'm not worried about that. And for everyone out there thinking, well, you have to marry to Jalen. I mean, he's the franchise quarterback. Yes, he is now, and I think he will be for this coming season. As of right now, today, Jalen Hurts has 1 year left of guaranteed money on his deal. One. Now, that might change this offseason. Maybe they give him an extension, right? And that changes the equation. But as of today, he's got 1 year left of guaranteed money. So, like, they got to think about the Eagles more than they have to think about what makes Jalen Hurts the best. Now, someone who disagrees with us, Hugh, and thinks this is about Jalen Hurts, and it's got to be about Jalen Hurts, his name is Marcus Spears. On ESPN yesterday, as they talked about the Eagles' decision, what's next? Here's Marcus's take on the situation.
I got you, and I understand that, but I also think about he's been to the Super Bowl twice, performed well in the Super Bowl twice, and he is a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP. And that's not – I know how you feel about Jalen Hurts, but I'm just saying – That is quite a bit of adversity. Now, Kellen Moore did a great job with Philly. We know what Shane Steichen is as a play caller and how successful he's been since he's left there. But when you look at this organization in Philly and Nick Sirianni, which I think this comes down to, what's best for Jalen Hurts needs to be the first question and the priority. Who's the best guy? Who's the best candidate? He should be a part of this process as well, as far as figuring out who's going to be the next offensive coordinator and spending that majority of time with Jalen as well. So this is not just about getting a guy that we've seen do a really good job. This is about getting a guy that obviously can deal with Jalen Hurts and his personality and how he goes about his business. It's about dealing with the stars that's around him, even if A.J. Brown is gone. Howie is still going to get really good players within that organization as well. So I don't think this is just a blanketed, let's find some good offensive coordinator and let him come in. This is about working with the players that he's going to walk in the building with.
Yeah, see, that's where I disagree with Marcus, because he said it's not just about the blanketed get the best mind. It's about making him work with the players. Players move in and out. Teams change. But schemes and the right mind, that could stay for a while if you can keep the guy. 215-592-9494. Shiel Kapadia had an interesting take on all this as well, as he unpacked what he thinks. He was on the morning show today.
Well, listen, Jalen Hurts, we know, has input on the offense, and we know that there are things he prefers, or we think we know there are things he prefers and things that he doesn't prefer. And that's true about every quarterback in the NFL. But when I look ahead here to the guy they're going to hire, I'm at the point where I don't want Nick Sirianni's fingerprints on the offense, and I don't really care that much about what Jalen Hurts prefers. I want a coach who's going to challenge him and say, Jalen, you care about winning. We know you care about winning. We know there are things you're comfortable with, but guess what? That didn't work last year, and that hasn't worked here for a couple of years. So we're going to do some new things here. They're going to be hard at first, but we know you're going to work at them, and you're going to get better at them, and this is going to give us our best chance for a great offense and to win a Super Bowl. So that's really what I'm looking for the next OC that they bring in here.
Hugh, it's interesting hearing both perspectives. Marcus Spears on the other end, I think it's about Hurts, but the way Shiel packaged it, it sounded like the way you're feeling. Like it's time to evolve and challenge the quarterback, whatever the system is.
Man, listen, second year here, that's when we got Tommy Brazier. And that's where I kind of developed the philosophy of I didn't mind being talked too rough, because Tommy called me in his office. That's my second year here, and he's like, hey, man, what do you want to be? He said, it's time. You gotta push yourself. You gotta be better.
Yeah, right.
Respecting a lot from you. And I went to the Pro Bowl. Like, that was the year I went. So I don't have a problem with that. And if you're about what you say you're about, Jalen shouldn't have a problem with it either. And if Nick, as much success as this team has had is great. But now we're talking about something different. We're talking about a dynasty. We're talking about building a dynasty. And I go back and I think about the conversations that was had by the players this year at the beginning of the year. And they echoed the fact that they felt they had something special. And to me, that means dynasty. That means building a legacy. They've accomplished something that past Eagle teams hadn't accomplished before. You know what I mean? And they're in position to keep that going. So, you know, and we said tongue-in-cheek, laughing and giggling and stuff, but you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. This team has gotten too comfortable. The coach has gotten too comfortable. The players have gotten too comfortable because you've had a lot of success. You brought home 2 Lombardis. You went to 3 Super Bowls. Mm. Now it's time. The standard has been raised. You have to be better. So in order to be better, you got to get out of your comfort zone. And you have to have somebody in here that's going to challenge you.
Yeah, look, they could put a Band-Aid on this if they want to. They could find someone just for next season that will elevate Hurts maybe better than he was this year. And I think he could be better than he was this year, because this year he wasn't great at all. But is it a long-term thing, or is it just about next year? I want the long-term next offense of the Eagles to come in starting whenever they hire this guy. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling? Eagles Get rid of Petullo, and now...
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the decision is who's next.
Yeah, I think you guys are playing a dangerous game here.
Oh, come on.
I just do. Like, we've batted around all season. It's just on the coaches, on the players... Wait, whatever. Eagles chose a side yesterday. Whether it was by necessity, by ease, whatever it was, they chose a side. They got rid of Kevin Petullo. This is the roster that we have. The toothpaste is out of the tube. I can equate it to like what's going on with the Phillies right now. Like, this is sort of the roster that we have. We need to figure out how to maximize this, get the most championships, whatever. We need to figure out a way to win with this group. And that's sort of where we're at with the Eagles right now. Like, we can't lose sight of the fact that this team is still in a championship window. And we have a known here of what this can look like when you get somebody in here or when you have a team that can play to the strengths of the quarterback, the strengths of the roster. Like, the O-line and Saquon play better. We could be talking about another Super Bowl run if the defense plays well enough again next year. And that's even with an OC that's just... sort of running the same playbook, or like we just saw that happen twice. Wentz was Super Bowl and 1-1. The other side here opens up a can of worms with like such unknowns. I mean, what if we get a new offense in here? Jalen can't run it, right? Then all of a sudden, the conversation next year is do we need a new quarterback? Do we need a new head coach? You almost like restart the clock on this group. Like, they're still young. And then at that point, we're talking another year down the line, more guys are gone. Guys are older. You might have to pay some guys that you didn't have to pay already, like Quinion, Cooper DeJean, you know, Jalen Carter, Davis, like a lot of that. Like, this thing could look so much different in 2 years. And we could be talking about a completely different ride here with this group. Like, I don't know. I think that I...
Can't be afraid, Kyle. Well, you sound
no,
mm-hmm.
I am
afraid.
Well,
a little squirrely.
Well,
I little squirrely.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. How much patience do we have? How much patience do Jeffrey Lurie have? Does Howie Roseman have? See, because this is going to require patience.
Well, sure, is it about Jalen Hurts or about
not
the Eagles?
That much.
Well, I think making... Look, the Eagles said that the Eagles and Jalen Hurts are one and the same. They're married to Jalen Hurts right now. They got rid of this coordinator... And that was them telling us we're going all in on this Jalen Hurts thing, at least for next year. So like I'm just following the motions of the Eagles right now.
I get it. It's a little risky. I mean, yeah. I mean, if let's say they bring in a McVay disciple, right? And again, a Shanahan McVay disciple.
Wait.
Yeah, for those guys, right? They want the quarterback to get the ball out of their hands quickly. It's not an offense that requires you to run around back there and roll right and throw the ball. Right. So if we do that. Maybe he excels at it, right? Maybe he learns and he does it. And
I don't think he will.
I tend to be with you. And then, but guess what? Then they got to get a new quarterback. I get it.
Right. So like you're saying, we'll figure all this out later. We'll figure what out later? I mean, this could require massive changes to
scared,
a team.
Kyle.
I am scared. But we just won the Super Bowl a year ago.
But Kyle,
and now, and like we run the risk of going so far away from that.
Can I help you out a little bit?
No.
Try.
How long has Ben Johnson been in Chicago?
A year.
Oh, well, I was talking to Kyle, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Been in there a year.
Yes, 1 year.
Okay, what is Chicago doing this weekend? What are the Bears doing this weekend?
They're going to play a game. I'm working with you here.
Yeah, they're playing a game in the playoffs.
Yes, they have a number one overall pick, generational talent at quarterback.
No, but what I'm saying is this.
That is a fair point.
No, but let me say this. Who everybody thought last year was a bust. Ben Johnson came in at the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
And talked about how and Jason Avant told us how he threw everything at him, and he
because he can handle it.
Well, okay. How long has Jalen been in the league?
All right, time out.
We know what Jalen can handle.
No, but what I'm saying is this
is clear.
Jalen needs to be challenged.
You're talking about Ben Johnson. There's a clear difference here with what Ben Johnson's working with and what we're working with.
Okay, well, Jalen.
And there also likely isn't a Ben Johnson available. I mean, that guy might come available once every 7 years.
It might be a Ben Johnson available.
Ben Johnson.
Well, a Ben Johnson-like.
All right. We'll get to some names. Let's get to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? I mean, the Eagles have a huge decision to make. I think there's going to be a lot of names thrown out the next week or so as they interview people. Should this be about improving Jalen, getting the most out of Jalen, or it should just be about the best offensive mind, and we figure out how Jalen fits in as we move along. Joe in Mayfair is up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Well, good morning. I got a lot to say.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. So I am a huge Jalen fan, and I am the first to admit that winning the Super Bowl was something that Jalen never accomplished in his life. He's always been the underdog, the blue collar. I have to do anything and everything above everybody else because I'm not talented enough. My arm isn't the strongest, but I have to find a way to do anything I can to win a game in any given time. And he had the screenshot of the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. And that man put the work in, and he put the work in, and he put the work in. I need that Jalen back. The guy who won the Super Bowl came back the following year and was a winner for the first time in his life. And he took the year off when it came to making a play, figuring it out, doing something dynamic on the field that made it different. The dynamic Jalen Hurts disappeared this year. I need an offensive coordinator to humble him down even more than he was humbled, because I guarantee you he's feeling some humility right now. You're not a pocket quarterback, Jalen. You're not a guy who can go through your progressions as good as you think you can, because you can't. You are an RPO, misdirection, move a little bit out of the pocket, throwing short passes, throwing the slant, and the deep ball. That's it. So we need someone in here to incorporate more into his game that he could be good at, as well as using what he's good at and expanding on it. We did none of that this year. The Eagles' offense was vanilla. Our defensive teams read everything we did. You know, the RPO is something that Jalen and Saquon lived off of 2024, because the offensive line was so dominant and they created holes and space, and other defensive teams could not hold the edge and control the middle because Jalen was a threat. Well, Saquon went backwards, the offensive line went backwards, and Jalen went completely backwards when it came to how defenses, how to scheme for them. We got out-schemed because we didn't have a quarterback that said, hey, I'll do anything to win on this down. I'll do anything it takes to win this game. That fire and brimstone was gone. He thought he was better than what he was. I hope that Super Bowl isn't the downfall of his career, where he thinks he's the king of the mountain and he's better than what he was. That underdog mentality needs to come back, where you need to go back in the ring as Rocky and fight again. That's what people who love Jalen ride or die with him. When Bryce Harper, the first 3 to 5 years that he was here, it was the ride or die with Bryce, not the corporate Bryce the last 3 seasons where he doesn't have any fun playing the game. He looks like a grouch. And then the team follows that.
I agree. They need that Jalen back. I mean, Joe, I agree. So you want the coach that can get that out of him?
You need a coach to come in here and challenge not only him on the field, but to be that leader with the men in front of him again. He's lost that. Your quarterback has to be the face of the franchise off the field, which he's great at. Corporate Jalen, I don't want on the field.
Yeah, Joe, I need him to want it the way I think a lot of what you're speaking to, Joe, as I hear it, and Joe, always great phone call, is he's got to run, right? And that this year, I just want to point this out. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. We're also going to give, I got a preliminary list here. I got my working list of my power rankings for next Eagles offense coordinator. But one thing that Joe was referencing, and I heard it through there, was his legs, right? Making those kind of plays, dynamic, dual threat. From week 5 on, Jalen Hurts ran for 20 yards a game, including 14 in a playoff do-or-die game. He didn't have a single rushing touchdown after November 23rd. Part of the reason I can't just bring in a guy to work with Jalen Hurts' skill set is, are we sure he's still a dual threat? Are we sure he's going to be? Because let's just say we bring in a guy that wants the quarterback to run or uses the quarterback in the run game. Well, what if this quarterback's legs are shot? He is Jalen Hurts, since he got started college football, has run almost 1,400 times. I'm not sure how much is left in those legs.
Well, all right. If his legs are shot, then we're having an entirely different conversation.
Well, but that's part of why I can't just make this about Jalen. I got to make it about the offense. All right, 215-592-9494. We're working through what's best here for the Eagles as they go into their offensive coordinator search. What should be the priority moving forward? Maximizing Jalen or the best offensive mind out there on the market? Your call's coming up. I'll give you my list. I got five names here for Eagles OC, and I'm not having one on there. One that everyone likes, I don't like him. He's off my list. I'll give you my five names, your phone calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.